Ayin Sif Yud. Im Hifzik Milumud Nisasik Basov. So based on this theory that we've said that even the person does not learn right away because he wasn't Masir Das, so the bracha will take effect. So what about when he started learning? He learned right away. Or he learned, so that's obviously the bracha will work. And now he stopped learning. And now later on, he comes back to learn again. So Kim Shaddai to Lachzer Lomud, Lachavi Hefzik. In the situation where he's planning to come back to learn, it's not considered a Hefzik. Wood in Lashain of America is a basic key to Lachavi Hefzik. So we saw the Sif, we didn't see the Mishaburas yet. Mishaburas of Kotan Chavez. Since he plans to come back, Mashmud. Now, there's a question: how do we understand this phrase? Since this is his intent to come back, so we can understand the means. I'm talking about a person who really had that intent. So, a guy, you know, who went off to work and did not plan to go back to learn, you know, and one day says, "Well, wait a minute, maybe I'll go learn at night time." He should have the kenurach. Or is he saying, not im daitosh lachser, but we assume there's a halachic assumption that his daito is lachser. So which one does it mean? So he starts off with the first assumption. We can't cause the Morgan Ram. So the Morgan Ram understands this phrase to mean that we're talking about a person who normally comes back. So he can honestly say, since he's planning to come back, it's not a hefsik, which means someone who's not planning to come back is a hefsik. And later on in the day, he would have to make a new birchas
haTorah. That's the question. If we're talking about someone who ain't dark on low mode, why is he saying brachos in the Torah in the first place? It's not a bracha over time.
Well, he is learning.
No, he learned in the morning. He said brachos in the Torah and learned. And then that's it. He's gone for the day. He jyotza his 5 minutes of learning, and he never doesn't open the book again the rest of the day. And one day he says, "You know, I'm going to learn it some more." So he says, "What happens over there?" But Taz, because what happened? Taz learns up the Shulchan Aruch the exact opposite. Why? I mean, Eloi kosa b'Shulchan Aruch im daito lachser. So means that which would indicate like you're saying there's some yes and some no, and we have to figure out if he's a this or he's a that. So then your language would be if he is one who plans to come back. But rather the mashia the sirle the mistam arina the heavy daite imis dam and shiul lumad afilu b'shoshin rogalumad shiulmad. So it's not that there's a halachic assumption that people will have an intent to learn when they can. So most people, you know, he doesn't usually do it because he has other emotional needs. He has to recreate, etc. But refresh himself. But this, you know, today he's able to learn. So that's really the halachic assumption, what he really wants. So now we have a suffix, so therefore you never make another bracha. The Yeshul Hakam is suffix brachas, therefore we don't make a bracha, because suffix brachas you don't make a bracha. El Yerabah, we've got Pirgalim Hinich Mitzarachian, we've got Magrabah Biuroi. The Pirgalim is not sure what the lacha would be. And the Gra, Af Shehum Afarash, Shechonar, Kemogan Ram, he looks at the Mogan Ram, which means there are some people which actually would make a new bracha. Kamakim the dinner who masim masayv sivches katas. Okay, but who can pierce rishon shabarosh afir lefil of mishen a rogalumid in tzarach lachzer l'varach. So there's another argument that bechlal the bracha wasn't totally in whether you ruggled limit or not. So that for sure you would not make another bracha. This halacha that's not a hefsek, the Shulchan Aruch, this applies to Shena Americans, a basic hisset. Shena Chavkimel, or some Shinas Aroy, Shinas Aroy, the Haino Shinah, he's not named, but you and Yoshua, until Yodav, I feel a little. So whether it's day or night is not the point. The point is, he didn't really go to bed, he just sort of dozed off, like leaning on his elbows. America's a basic hisset. So he can't learn in the Merkabot, he can't learn the basic kisei, so it should be considered like a Hesach Adas. He says, no. Kfi Shagam Shom, Ena Masiach Daito, Adayin Milumar Achakach. He plans to go back later on to learn. Vo'oid, furthermore, Shagam Shom, Sarak Lai, Lizor B'dinayim. So there are halachas in the basic Merkabot that he has to think about, the basic kisei he has to think about. So he's not really learning, but he's not being Masiach Das, because he's aware that there are things that he needs to be aware of. For example, he says, how much you're supposed to uncover yourself in the bathroom, whether you're allowed to greet somebody in the base of Merchats. So he's not be Maseich Das from the messages that the Torah tells him. I don't know, he has to keep the message, keep those things. He's thinking about the halacha, it's not necessarily in a way which is halachically prohibited because he's being Mahar B'Limud, but the halachas are on his mind. So he never leaves Maseich Das. Okay. So that's talking about Shinas Haroi. But Zot Mechaber in Sifir Aleph, Shinas Keva B'yoyim Almitosu Havi Hefsik. Where a person goes to bed, even by daytime, it's considered an interruption. Some say that that's not true. It's not a Hefsik. And that is a minhag that it's not a Hefsik. Talk to Mr. Peru. Chavei. B'chei Nogu. Well, Lechem Chabudas Kosev, the Sefer Lechem Chabudas, which appears on the Rosh, that you should make a bracha. If you make a bracha, you should be blessed. And he says that the Marie would be Mavarech. That was Mordechai Yaffe, I think, referring to. That remainder of Yaffe, he make a bracha. So that's the Levush. They say you should make another bracha, but because of the bracha, so a person has seen his keva b'yoyim. So there are many shitas hold that he must make a bracha, and he gets schar making a bracha. Not like this Ramah. Kapadim near Poshet, the Semichal, Kalapoiskim, Shiskarno, Umavorek, Loi Hifsit. So Mr. Burr comes out that even though you could not make a bracha because it's Mukhalikis and some brachas lahako, the inclination towards making a bracha is strong enough. It's not called you were within some brachas lahako, you did the right thing. Therefore, a person who's Mavorek will not lose by being Mavorek. So a person has Shinas Kevin B'yoim. So Mr. Burr is coming out that not that you're mechuyev too, but if you do it, you know, he's sort of encouraging it.
What is sort of encouraging?
He holds you not. It sounds like he's coming out that he's encouraging that you should make a bracha, but he's not being mechuyev that. Okay. There's a Ritvager. Ritvager says if a person slept the shinas keva b'yoyim and did not make a bracha afterwards, and then he was near kol alayla, he can make a bracha in the morning with a mamon of shach. Right? Could be it's al tzedu day because it's al tzedu shinas keva. But so either one of the lones of Suffolk, once he gets the next morning, he vadi has both. So if a person takes a nap erev shavuos, then stays up Shavuos night, Gregor says there's no problem with him making a Berachas HaTor in the morning, because I'm on a Shachis Chai Berachas HaTor. Now, if he'd have mind to Yitz with Ava Rabba, by Ava Soil and by Mariv, that wouldn't necessarily work. But if he had not that, did not have that in mind, that would be true. Okay, Yud Beis. Avim Lamed Belayla Haleda Halachachar Yoyim Shabar Venusarch Lachzer Lavora Kolzman Shelo Yoshin. He doesn't need to make it's a new day. If they can do bracha, no. So you go to bed. It's all a continuation of that day.
I have what in mind when he says I have a Solomon?
To Yotzi Berachas HaTorah Misofik.
When?
In the case we slept the Shinas Keva B'Yoyim, he didn't make a bracha afterwards. Okay, Chavav. Belayla. So here's the case. A person learned Belayla. So Im Lama Belayla, what does it mean Lama Belayla? It means going back on what he said before, a person who we have the person didn't necessarily learn right away, he'll learn later on. So this is his first learning for the day. He gets up in the morning, makes Berachas HaTorah, he doesn't learn anything then. And he finally sits down to learn. He wasn't Maseich Das, he sits down to learn at 9 o'clock at night. So you say, well, it's not a problem. It wasn't Hesek HaDas, because he planned to eventually come to learn. Yeah, but it's the next day already by the time he comes to learn. So no, it doesn't bother us.
It's the next day?
It's already after nightfall. I feel Cleveland did not learn at all by day. Because we over here, the Lila goes after the Yom Shavuot, the previous day. Because when he wakes up, he has a chiyuv to learn. And that chiyuv to learn doesn't change by nightfall. We're going with the opinion that says that since you're planning to come back to learn, then you never Maseich Das. This is all, however, he doesn't need to make an aracha if he, unless he went to sleep. Shal yashin, which again is going to is an amin over here. Ratzal omer shinas keva. It's referring to going to sleep in shinas keva as opposed to shinas arut. Al yashin shinas keva. If he did go to bed in bed, that's a shinas keva. It is a hefsik. See, when he wakes up an hour later, so we said, so what's the shear? The shear over there is a shita nishman. Shita nishman is either 3 minutes, 30 minutes, or 3 hours. The ikur shita is 30 minutes. So if he sleeps more than 30 minutes in bed, it's a hefsik, and you'd have to make an ubracha. Let's say he was awake the whole night. That's our shavuos situation normally. Some say he doesn't need to make a new bracha because it's still a continuation of previous day's learning. Said that no, because our masakin each day you must say thank you to Kodesh Baruch Hu for this purpose. Okay. It's like all the brachas of shachar that each day it's a new bracha. So by brachas of Torah also like that. So what do you do? So therefore, you cannot make the bracha. But if it's possible, the right thing that would be, Yira, he should try and arrange lishmoya brichsatar meyacher from somebody who did fall asleep. Let that person be might see him. He should ask that person to have him in mind. He should have in mind to be yotzei. Let's say so he'll have kavanah to be yotzei from the person. The person will have kavanah to be mitzi him. He'll answer amen. And the yomer is a psukim. He'll have to learn something. Another option is he'll have a mind by Abba Rabba, and then make sure he learns a little bit after Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. So those are.
Where does Tachanun fit into that? That's after Tachanun, because isn't Tachanun supposed to be co-joined with Shmoneh Esrei?
So that's an interesting point. The Rambam is the one who introduces that idea. The Mishnah Berurah mentions refers to it, because the Mishnah Berurah talks about it's also the talk between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun. But he doesn't mamash see it like the Rambam is mamash sees Tachanun as mamash as a part of Tefillah. Mamash sees it that it's an integral part of Shmoneh Esrei. There's the Yamina part, there's the Yeshiva, there's the being Naita part. These all parts of Shmoneh Esrei, so you can't talk between them. What?
So then why do you skip it sometimes?
In those situations, it's not. But when it is being said, it's considered. The Rambam. I remember the exact lashon of the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Tefillah talks about there are certain things which are ma'akev tefillah. One of them is the act of the tefillah sapayim. That's a ma'akev in tefillah, or it's mechayev. It's mechayev the tefillah. So. Obviously, these things b'di'evad aren't ma'akev, but he sees it as being the idea of tefillas apayim is part of the act of being mavakish. Certain cases, we don't do that. We're not always nifl upon it, but when we are, that's part of Shmoneh Esrei. Mishnah Berurah doesn't see it with the same intensity as the Rambam. He does say you shouldn't talk, but that's as far as he takes it. He doesn't get involved in it's mamash a hemshich or not. The Pashas, there are Pesukim that said they can wait till the end of davening totally. You know, we have to wait till Shmoneh Esrei, you can wait till after, well, let's see, and it's also. V'im ha'yoshin b'yoyim, shnas keva al mitose. So here he quotes the Kribeger. He slept by day, at Mishinas keva, b'lada shalachar of ha'yoner kalad, and he was awake the whole night. And he did not make a bracha when he got up in the day. So on that, Pesuk of Gardner Kiveger, the Bezel of Kluyama, it's Sarach Lebarach Mabaker, Berachas HaTara, Vein Berachas Abbasarlam, Shal Arbis Pateras, Yim Lalom, and Miyad Achar Tefillah. So unless he learned right afterwards, he wasn't yet with the Abbasarlam of Elayla, and he will make Berachas HaTara in the morning. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel. Hamashkim Karim Or Hayyarim Lilmeid, the person gets up early to learn, before Elois HaShachar. So Mavorech Birchas HaTorah, he still makes Birchas HaTorah, even though it's Mamish, it's Bam Salayla. He does not say it again later on in the day. Fine. If he gets up early, he could say all of brachas, except for Ashurnas on the Sech Vino, or Nus on the Sech Vino, which is a praise of Baruch Hu for hearing the Tana Gerlis. You're supposed to either hear the Tana Gerlis, or at least be in the time where it theoretically would have been heard. So you wouldn't say it earlier in the night time. Parshas Talmud, it corresponds to the Korban Talmud. The Korban Talmud is possible as Bopa Laila, so there's no way to say it that early. Shiyamti Malomra Achayayor Hayayor, wait till sunrise. Excuse me. Person should wash his hands before he starts to learn. If he had no water available, he's allowed to learn and daven without netilah. With the exclusion of certain brachas that. He could still say those brachas, and we pointed out then that he seems to be saying them before he washes his hands. He went through his whole list, and they said, "You got up and wash your hands." What were you doing until then? So Shabur says you would, if there was any concern of Zuama, you would cleanse your hands with the meat of the menaki, something which would take off the zuma on the hands, dust or sawdust, something of that sort. You don't need water for that. To remove the tuma, you need water. Tuma on your hands doesn't preclude you from learning or davening. To daven shmon esrei, you need to wash your hands. So the netilah in the morning, which we wash, is the netilah which is required for shmon esrei. But for brachas and learning, as long as your hands are clean, so you wash your hands. I mean, something which is menaki, and that's sufficient. Nowadays, that would be hand sanitizer. You're not mekayim until sedayim by that, but you cleaned your hands. For them, the dust of the ground was a sanitizer in a certain sense. Took off the zuama. The zuama is the stickiness, whatever it is, from the person touching at nighttime in places that are normally covered. So this takes that off. Might put other dirt there, but the physical dirt of mud, nobody's bothered by it. That's not a problem. Okay. So a person gets up early, he can say Birchas Torah then. If he did go back to sleep, he does not need to make a new bracha, kimistama. He has in mind that I'm, even I go on the sleep again, but this is my bracha for the day, and I told tomorrow morning that I go to sleep again tomorrow night and wake up the following morning. I want this bracha to work. I went to sleep, so who cares you went to sleep? I went to the Americans, right? But who cares you went to the Americans? But it's not a hefsek. So he says, that's all talking about that Shnas Keva is not considered a hefsik. So, but maybe Shnas Keva Belaila it is. The answer is no, you had intent to include for later on. But he says, like the many sheets of Yerav, etc., and the Groa would say that you can make a bracha, even on a Shas Keva B'yom. So Koshkin Bezer, Shahaya Yoshin Shas Keva Kadamor Yom, Mavorach Lehipsin. That's true, sleeping by daytime, or here, sleeping by nighttime. The person woke in the middle of the night. I'm sure all of you had that experience. Kid woke up, I'm up ready, might as well learn something. Say breakfast at Torah, learn for half an hour, and then you look at the clock, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I can still cop another hour and a half of sleep. You go back to bed. If you all shinis keva b'yoyim, mavorach lehip said, koshkim shinis keva b'layla. So the ma'isa, the correct thing to do, Mishra seems to come out, is really that a person, very strong argument, a person which would say breakfast at Torah twice that day. He would say Brachas Torah when he gets up to learn. He goes back to bed. Ashinas Keva. He has to make another bracha again. He just puts his head down on the table. Not, but the person goes back to bed. He didn't make a new Brachas Torah. So a person gets up before Arayim. He can say Kol Seder Brachas except for Asher Nosan Lasechvi and Parshas Atamid. That the last of Lishan Oyd Acharkach Shnas Kavah. He knows he's planning on going back to bed. He can say the brachas at that point. He doesn't need to say it again when he wakes up again. Bracha that he does not say then he will eat leaves for later. It's a lekayin neshama. You would say b'li chasima, and amar b'sheino. You say without us curse Hashem. B'achok kachas kiyokum b'boyker yomer yisun us curse Hashem amalchus k'roy b'aymir locha. Those two you would wait till later on to say. Okay, so you can't say Asher Noisan Lasech Kavah Vino. Chayim is given the Gam Baruch Hazu Yochel the Baruch. I feel a Kadam Shiari Yom. They argue on the Shul Rabban that you could make the Baruch early. Ach Yisharim Shalach Chila Yesh Yizor Shalach the Baruch is some Kadam Shiari Yom. However, some say that So he's coming to Lamaisa before it's Nates, it's getting light out. If you hear a rooster crow, you send to hate, make a bracha. If you don't, you really should wait till the morning, but if you did make it earlier, you wouldn't have to say it again. Now, this is only true that you're with the Ruch of Torah if it's the second half of the night. Before Chatzos, you're not yet say. Even though your mamash heard Kol Tarnagol, but that's really still connected to the earlier day. Then he sends you to the Biro Lachem. Let's say a person said Hamar Vashen or Lakhan Shama. If he said a Shernos on the Sechvi Mino early, right? So you'd have to go back and say it unless you heard a Tarnagol. Even if you heard a Tarnagol. Person said a Lakhan Shama or Hamar Vashen early. So what's the Lachos? He brings over here. From the Chayorim.
When did he say the
Elokai
Neshama or the
Hamavir Shema
before
Chatzos Salah? No, when he got up in the middle of the night, and he went back to bed. So, what do you do in that case? So, the Chayadim said that he shouldn't go. That Pichadim says you would have to go back. He would say it then. You have to say it again later on. And the Chayyim also says like that. Even though he said it then, he would have to say it again later on. On base parshas of Talmud, Chomishnayish Hakarbonos Hakreya came a mokum Hakarbosin, raining Hakarbosin al b'yam. So you can't say Karbonos. If you want to be yotzei Karbonos, which is the process of saying the keel you bring in the Karbonos, Karbonos are always brought by daytime. Karbonos were not brought at night. So there's a Chazamik Adrash of b'yam. Matter of fact, there's a fascinating Ben Tam says, even though Ben Tam it's in two places that I can
he got up after
middle of a thought, please don't interrupt me. Rebbe Tam says it's a tosis in two places. Once in Zoch and once in Menachos. Even though Rebbe Tam holds it has all dinim of daytime until many minutes after the sun physically goes down below the horizon, but dam of a korban is possible as soon as the sun goes down. An extra drasha to say that dam is possible immediately. So anything we have to do with korban requires mamash yom. So then the Ramah ended off, if a person didn't have water to wash, he's still able to get up and learn. He'll wash his hands off with whatever is available to cleanse the hands. Tzvi, you had a question?
If a person said, Asher Nisan Sechdivin Alhavchin Ben Yom Ben Laila after midnight, he doesn't have to say it again.
He said, but yeah, but you don't say. But before Chatzos, even Midyav, you're not Yotze, even if you heard a time ago. Yeah. Yudal, Noshim of Orchaz, Birchaz, Atara. All kind of
Shaman, Abir, Shaina have to be said again, even if they were said after.
That's the question. A person went back to bed after, even, I'm not sure if it's before Chatzos, after Chatzos.
Bed.
I push him back to bed. Does he say it again when he wakes up later on?
He does.
So he brought from the Pri Chodesh and the Magen Avraham, excuse me, then the Chayyadim that you do. Okay.
He didn't go back to bed again after?
No, if he didn't go back to bed, he doesn't say it again. No. In case he went back to bed.
Say?
Yeah. Yudal, Noshim Mavorkas, Birchas Atara. Noshim say Birchas Atara. Mr. Burlam, Dal Mavorkas, Tama, I am the Birlocha. So why don't women make Birchas Atara? So,
why do that?
Why do they? So you look at the Birlocha, Noshim, the bottom Birlocha. He says, Hatam, the Hokhayab is Luma, the Hadinim Shalem. First of all, they have a Chiyab to learn their Halachas. Why the Chayab is Luma, Parashas of Kabonis, Kamashachayab is with Tfilish, yes, they Parashas of Kabonis. King Kai Brocha, all said. He gives us two reasons. One is because they have the chiyuv to learn Torah, not just the shame Torah, but the shame knowing the halachas that are relevant to them. They have a chiyuv to mirvar that also.
Chiyuv to be what that also?
They have a chiyuv to learn their mitzvahs, and they have to make a bracha on the karbonis. The third option, he says, the reason why women say Berachas HaTorah is because it's not, according to the sheet of the Ashkenazim, that women say bracha on lulav, they're not mechayev in lulav. Women make a bracha on shayfer, they're not mechayev in shayfer. But they can make. We hold it, since you're saying a bracha that klai yisrael and genuine l'skai, that's not a problem. So you can say asher bracha banim kol amim al some other service also, and asher sheish tamad b'tzivon l'asik with the reiser. So woman in that situation is not making a bracha, but taras achiyah. It's with taras that something which they're allowed to do, and they've undertaken to do so. Memches simem memches or the parshas atomid simem karmen shabbos or meitz the parshas atomid. Hagav, Armin Parshas Atamid, the first that the Ramah adds that we say Parshas Atamid. Yisharman Seder Maracha, Ribbon Alamim, Atosi Bissana, we say the Seder Maracha that the Bai was Masadar Alibah the Gemara, right? The name of Abba Shol. And the Ribbon Alamim, the paragraph where we dive into Kodesh Baruch Hu, they would say that. Bimi Efshel Omroi, Bitsibur, Yachel Omer, Bebeser, Belachsel, Parshas Atamid, the Bai, and Bitsibur. You can't keep up with the pace or whatever you come up with. You would say it earlier. Now you shouldn't. If the tzibra is saying parshas tamid, you shouldn't look like you're not interested. But you aren't really interested in saying it. But it shouldn't look like you're not. You should have a mind to be able to not the mitzvah again because you can't bring the korban tamid twice in the morning. Every time you say it, like you brought a korban, you said it twice. Just like you bring the korban. So no, the second time you have a mind, the shame limud. The meaning is they shuckle. When they learn, just like Torah was given, the Paul Chazal said it was given Be'ema Yira, Bereses, or Be'zeya. So Ema and Yira are awe. Zeya is sweating. Reses is being shooken up. So they were swaying at that, just like overwhelmed. So that's why we shuckle. It's not an issue of learning like that, but it's that the whole being of the person should be praising Hashem. Okay, B'Shabbos, Omrim, Eitzel Parshas Atamid, Psukei Musaf Shabbos. So the Ramah added that we say Parshas Atamid. It comes to the Shulchan Aruch and says, okay, he's sort of assuming that. The Ramah sort of fleshed it out for him. You should say the Parsha, the Psukei Musaf Shabbos, right after the Parshas Atamid. Avalav Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, we don't apply that halacha to Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. Nation Torah Matorah the Pesukim Musaf, because over there we mention the Pesukim of the Torah about the Karbonis in Musaf, but over here we don't. That they have a minhag that they mention by Rosh Chodesh also. They're going to read the psukim of Parshas Rosh Chodesh. So really, there's no need to, because you're really going to mention it later on in davening. But we do mention it, but people should, that would be a way to sort of publicize the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Zog di Mishnah Brura. Sifkot Na'alef. Tomid. Who welcome Hakrovas Kerman Tomid? This will replace the ripping mark of the Kerman. She can't kill Chazal, Chazal have a rule. Bisman Chain and Basement Tishkayim, Bain Yachel Malahak of Kerbonas, they can't bring Kerbonas. Misha Isik Behan, Parshia Say, and Malah because of Kilo Hikrivum. They're learning these Parshias as if you've done that mitzvah bringing the Kerman. That's why we mentioned the different steps of the Morocco. We can theoretically be yotze those things also. That's the paragraph of Abaye HaMasadr. The Seder Morocco is Shmuel Degmar, but Libel Abashol. And here, the Pasha, the Mishu Yudea Sefer Mitzvah. Mishadeh Sefer, comma, a person knows how to learn. Mitzaluma, but Gemara, Perish, and Mikra, Memrazu. You should really learn, you know, it's not just you say these words, go back and learn the Sugya. Bechain Mashon Oimer, Becholyam, and Yonah Asiyas Akteris, Keshyam and Mashu Oimer. And you should learn through the Sugyas, understand exactly. You should understand exactly what you're saying. That'll count in the place of actually being makar. But because before swarim, the mashma gemurah kolosu b'parshas elu, kavana shum is asik lahovin inyana. It's not just reading the words; it's thinking about it. Kolosik b'parshas elu. It means you're mamash working in parshas elu, saying it. You know, in the 10 seconds flat, I said parshas elu. That's not what we meant. It meant being oisik in it. The parsha thinking about it and trying to understand it, learning the gemaras. Whoa, okay. Kazamang and Aram, Parshas of Kabbalah, Yermer Bamida. So, you know, the Mishabur raises by Parshas of Keteris the issue. If you're missing one of the Keteris, you're Chayv Misa. So, some people have been at the count. You ever said that some people have been at the count as a saying it? So, Baruch Hashem, Mishabur should solve the problem. The sin of Kaloisik Kilo doesn't apply if you're not really been learning it. It doesn't count as just saying it. So, you're not going to be Chayv Misa anyway, so don't worry about it. You should stand when you say them. Kabbalas were brought standing. We don't take it that right. And if you're sitting, is also fine. A prima godin. It is proper to stand. They used to read it all together. So you can't not read it with them, and then they read it together. So that should be done with the Kabbalah and the Tzibra together. You should stand. You should say it together. He does not require that. So he says, he craved, you can't say he crafty because you weren't marked with the Korban. He crafty, when you bring a Tobal Parsha, in this Chayati Chatas, that makes sense. Kili crafty carbon tomid, you're in a makar of the carbon tomid, Kleis is a makar of the carbon tomid. Shema tomid, ein yochid mikri bahil. To her gears a kilo carbon tomid, car of tomid moyed, as if it was brought, not saying who. Sharchuba meyoshiv gamma brigis shalonu. Sharchuba suggests a way to explain our nusach.
Okay. What are you saying about
the
not being
chayiv misa
because you're not yotzei for bringing
karb? It says if you've got one of the ingredients of the keteris, you're chayiv misa. Some people are careful to count. They say the keteris to count them because we don't want them chasom to leave out something and be chayiv misa. Because saying is like being makriv. So I was just makriv only with 10 ingredients. That's a bad thing. Says no. It's only get this special chumrah, the mile of kill your hikriv, if you learn through the nyanim. So as long as you don't learn through the nyanim of what exactly what Keteris is and how you have to put it together and all the sugyas about Keteris, you're in Yotze anyway. So you're not being chayav, obviously you wouldn't be chayav misa. So only they said publicly together as a unit was the parshas atamid. The person would have to say that with them. So he could say everything else earlier, and even that, and he can repeat it when he comes to shul. Well, actually, he has to say it with them. So he says, why is that? So even though I sent it back at home, I need to say it again when I come to shul. That's what he's referring to. Can the yochelishlik veishayomer betzibur the yaminker milsa? It's not proper to be quiet when everybody else is saying. Vichaben, I am beturshu rak l'ravcha the milsa shliyi and near kilo makrif shnei teminim. You have kavanah b'dafka. You're doing l'shem kriyas hatorah, not l'shem mitzvah. But you know, normally we don't. This amira doesn't give you the demerits normally, of as if you've done the aveira. So he says, you don't want. So over here, we don't want the person saying it once and saying it later on. It's like you're makar two karbanos. Fine. Mishoshim ispalalim. Hey, people shuckle. Okay. V'yesh poiskim shem cholkam ozev. I remember the tefillah ain't liyoh his name. You shouldn't shuckle during Shmoneh Esrei. Terror, we shackled. Albert Davin, Shanessa, you stand still. Because I'm going to rum, David Kamar Rabbit, the Robert Kamar Rabbit, the Ramah seems to say, even over there, you shackle. Say, no, there's two opinions. Whatever you do, you're fine. Call if you mash you on them. It also helps with what you can handle.
Where you shackle
when you're done. Hates the way it's a new you Sunday. If he finds shackling helps him have better kavana, he should move. Him love. Yamakach, you should stand still. The main thing is whatever helps you have better kavanah. Some people do shakel improperly. How can you shakel improperly? So his shakeling is like this. Like it looks a little haughty. I'm standing still, and my head moves a little bit like this and back and forth. So current parshas of Rosh Chodesh, you should mention the Mosif. Klei Farsim. I'll be on the main chicken the Farsim, but we don't read the parsha of Yom Tov. You ever wonder about that? Why don't we have parsha Talmud? He mentions it. Shabbos mentions Rosh Chodesh there in the city. Doesn't mention Yom Tov. Why not? Because everyone knows it's Yom Tov. Shachar was first to meet him. But Shabbos, Avishum Mafursim. But Masada we say Shabbos. Everyone knows it's Shabbos. Armas of Shachris, Shereen, Yachal, Likroisa, Betzera. They shain by all the shape sukim. Kamashis part of the seven pair. Rosh Chodesh, you're going to read. Shabbos, you're not going to read because it's only two psukim of the parsha of Shabbos. So we don't read the parsha. So what, you might as well say it now. Mashiach and Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, you'll read later on.